Kenya's introduction of new visa policies earlier this year has made the country less accessible. According to the 2024 Africa Visa Openness Index, the East African country slid 17 places on the index and now ranks 46 out of 54 African countries. The index compiled by the African Development Bank and African Union Commission tracks visa openness and the ease of visiting African countries. Kenya recently launched its electronic travel authorization program. The cost of a visa dropped from $50 to $30, but prospective visitors have to register for the visa online and approval takes 3 days. That is causing problems for people who are used to traveling with little advance planning, says Esther Mutwiri, an immigration consultant based in Kenya.
Whenever there is an application to be made, we being people that maybe do not like changes, and then here we are being asked to do something that we were not used to doing before, of course, we feel like a little bit of challenge. And this I also expect anyway. Yes, there is a little bit of challenge, but I always advise my clients, for example, if you know that you're flying in like maybe next week, you just apply it in early enough.
Before the introduction of the online visa application, citizens of many African countries could just travel to Kenya, get a visa upon entry, and get their passport stamped. Now they have to plan ahead, a novelty made more challenging when the registration system goes down or gets backed up. Sometimes users have to wait for hours to complete the registration process. Some users physically visit an immigration office after turning in their application just to make sure they get their visa. Professor Chacha Nyaigoti Chacha, an expert in diplomacy and international relations, says Kenya must improve ease of travel to benefit from visitors.
So usually the openness status, when you allow people to get your visa in an easy way, what that means is that you can receive more guests and visitors, and the more visitors you receive, the more business people do with the expenditure of various services that are provided. So it's important that we normally strive as a country to always ensure that guests and visitors are welcome. And to ease that, our visa application process should be seamless.
Mutwiri says travelers should apply for visas early to avoid challenges and ensure a smooth process.
We should embrace change. Nowadays, it is all about going digital, and I think that is what even our government is trying to do. So the people who should like do something are the applicants, according to my observation again. If I, Esther, know that I'm traveling to a country that I know requires a visa, then I should apply it beforehand. That way, if most of the travelers do that, then they're going to experience less of challenges when they come in.
Despite the difficulties with the visa system, the Kenya Tourism Board say the country welcomed more than 1 million visitors in the first 6 months of this year. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.